Welcome back. This is Buddy the Rat. And if I'm not too careful, I'll be Buddy the Faggot Rat when all this is through. This is Chapter 17, Pink Shift. My memory of the things that happened underneath the cold streets of Celestial is fuzzy even to this day. I have spent many a night trying so very hard to gather up the pieces. Time and time again, I have asked myself if any of it was real. I think it was. It probably was. I hope it was. Because there will never be another place like the Pink Shift. The name was in reference to something about the speed of light, but it was a little more sinister than that. This place was more than just bathed in the crimson light. It was the very essence of pink itself. To exist within this underground cage was to give your entire being to this color, although the effects were not immediate. There was a sort of haze that came from being suddenly thrust into a different universe. Part of you wanted to be a strong person, completely in control of your own faculties. But the pinkness of this place empowers the often weaker part that just stops caring. And that was me at the time. I just didn't care. I wanted to care, but I didn't. Gary was real. I had found him, and he was asking me to join him somewhere in the back. And all I wanted was to fuck him. Damn the consequences! I wanted to slip my hard dick under that beautiful black and white tail of his. I was even thinking about the lovely mechanics of it. I don't always do that, but I was doing it then. I was contemplating very lewdly the idea of my penis pushing into that skunk's pucker, into his anal canal, and ramming it in until I spilled my jizz into his guts. My thoughts were pretty nasty at the time, and I might have been drooling as I approached him. Weirdly, that was not what happened first. At some point, I found myself in a private room adjacent to the grindfest happening outside. We were both naked and having a casual conversation.
"I never turned down a horny rat," said Gary as he poured a bottle of lube on my throbbing dick.
I wasn't touching it or anything, but it had no plans on going limp for the next 3 weeks anyhow. "I didn't think you were real," I said, trying to keep my balance as I looked at his feminine form. Even his penis looked feminine. It legitimately looked like a female penis. "I know that doesn't make any sense, but if you had seen it..."
"Of course I'm real, Ratty," he returned while taking my cock and giving it some slow, slippery strokes. "And tonight, you're gonna blow a nice load into my faggot ass."
"But what about the stories? Are you going to..."
"Turn you into a faggot like me?"
He looked into my eyes with a girly mischievousness. If this was all a game, a facade, a clever ruse, why did it feel so real? Why was I in such a horny haze? Had I been drugged? Gary slowly stroked my throbbing rat hood as if it was his duty. It was his place in the world to please other men. The idea of women only existed as a concept for other men to slip into as a way to debase themselves. That was what he looked like. He looked female, but he was clearly male. Everything so soft and frilly and pink. As he stroked me, the faggot leaned forward, looking me in the eye with a perfectly lustful countenance. He then softly asked me,
"Is that what you want?"
My reply was unintelligible, at least to me. I remember it more as a bleh, or perhaps something more akin to a habba-dabba. The interpretation of these sounds was not possible to the common ear. But Gary, like so many dentists, had been well studied in all forms of verbal gibberish. The fairy skunk turned and lifted his tail. My memory of what I did next was like a fever dream bathed in pink. I fucked him hard. I rammed his tail hole as hard as I could, like an aggressive feral beast overcome from several heats all at one time. There was a sound I could not interpret. The lighting in the room appeared to get brighter, accentuated with a glitter like fairy dust. It was only then that I knew what was happening. Gary was spraying me as I rammed into his ass. I felt weak. I hallucinated horribly. With every thrust into Gary's rear, I saw the pulsing, throbbing, thrusting forms of disembodied penises getting closer to my face. Panties began to rain from the ceiling, draping over my head and muzzle. Filled condoms blew in on a freak tornado, splattering across the walls. Everything I saw and felt in those moments turned me on for all the wrong reasons. I suddenly popped. My load shot out with weak thrusts. It wasn't even Gary's hole that had prompted the orgasm. It was the visions. My entire mind was melting at the thought of debasing myself within the deep depths of pure faggotry. Penises. Assholes. Men. Women's clothing. Men. Penises. Men. Assholes. Men. Men who are not like me. Strong men. Virile men. What was I to them? I was just a useful faggot. A cum dump. Garbage. Trash. On the floor, I gasped for air. There wasn't any. There was only whatever it was that came from the skunk's tail. In brilliant flashes of pink light, I saw the celestial form of Gary crawl down over me, comforting me, making me less lonely. He was no longer the femboy I came to fuck. He was a personal friend who related to me. He was going to help me. Moments later, I blacked out and remembered nothing but for what strange visions came next. What happened next could have lasted anywhere from a single hour to several days. I've never been able to get it right in my head. It played itself out as if I were watching a movie. It was like a dream where you were watching a movie, knowing that what was in the movie was actually happening to you. Somewhere in my mind, a disconnect had formed between my real self and the one I had become. One thing was for certain, my movie had a soundtrack. It was the deep, slow, thumping bass that was the Pink Shift's signature sound. They had only cut one record, and this was it. This was the music that moved me now that I was out in the open. Yes, I was in public again. Seen, I was out there, dressed in a girly pink shirt and a skirt. No panties, but my hard dick would have probably torn them apart anyhow. Guys in various kinky costumes approached me while I was on my knees. I sucked their cocks and drank their jizz one by one. Close up. Gary was knelt next to me. He kissed me on the cheek as I sucked. He sucked too. We both sucked. We were just two faggot friends sucking the dicks of people we didn't even know. Over and over we did this. Sometimes they came into our mouths. Sometimes they came onto our faces. We were a complete mess of white stains and entirely happy to be in this position. Sudden scene change. We were slurping out assholes. Over and over, our tongues thrust in and out of anyone who wanted us to rim them. The sounds. All the sounds of this one act were terrible, but I loved them. It was a constant slickety-slurp sound that made the disgusting act all the more desirable. Scene fades. Cut to stage in front of the DJ. We were both on all fours as men came behind us and fucked our butts. The dancing and fucking all around us continued. We were just two pieces of fuckable furniture to be used whenever they felt like it. Our assholes oozed a near-constant stream of mixed sperm. On and on it went. Like some lewd waterfall down over our balls and onto a growing puddle on the floor. Close up. Gary looks deeply into my eyes as our bodies jerk forward and back. I can see how gone I am, but I'm also smiling. He smiles back at me. We kiss. We kiss like lesbians. Fade. Pause. What's happening? Everything is dark. Why is it dark? The music fades away. I hear Gary's voice speak into my ear.
Thank you for such a lovely time, faggot. Maybe we'll see one another again someday.
It was all ending. I remember reaching out, trying to find him. Why was he letting me go? But no, I was lost in complete blackness, not ready to give up this new life, however short it had been. And soon the darkness consumed me utterly, and I knew that somehow Gary was gone. I opened my eyes. I was in my apartment. I had no memory of coming back. I looked down and saw that I was still dressed like a girl. I was also filthy beyond belief, a complete biohazard of sorts. I got up. I showered. I used the bathroom nearly 20 times, showered again, cried a little, yet a little. Upon finally coming out naked into my unusually quiet apartment, I pulled up the hookup app on my phone. Gary's profile was gone. It was as if it had never been there at all. I sat down and did what I could to find any sign of him. Everything was gone. Even the messages we exchanged had been expunged from reality. All I was left with was a fuzzy pink memory and a set of soiled feminine attire. To this day, I have no idea what actually happened. Who knows? It might have just been a dream. But I really don't think so. From then moving forward, if anyone asked me if I thought Gary was real, I'd tell them yes, and just politely excuse myself. If you ask me, I just got lucky. This has been Buddy the Rat, and I'll see you all in the next exciting chapter of my non-canon story.